This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Summit of the Americas was this past weekend down in Panama City, Panama. There were the usual diplomatic niceties, group photographs, the whole deal. And then there was a little sideline chat that got a whole bunch of attention. President Obama spent an hour or so talking with Cuban President Raul Castro on Saturday, the first meeting, as you know, between leaders of the United States and Cuba in almost 60 years. The two sides had announced back in December that they would work to restore full diplomatic relations. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, full business relations is a whole nother thing.
Some trade with Cuba is already legal. U.S. companies have made $5 billion shipping corn, wheat, and soybeans to the country during the last 14 years. But business relations are thawing slowly.
This isn't a Niagara Falls of water. This is a Niagara Falls of molasses.
John Kavalik is president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council. He says the U.S. could remove Cuba from a list of state sponsors of terrorism by early June.
Most U.S. banks don't want anything to do with Cuba because of the tremendous fines that the Treasury Department and Justice Department has levied on banks that have anything to do with a sanctioned country.
Still, a five-decades-old embargo restricts most U.S. trade and investment in Cuba. Richard Feinberg with the Brookings Institution says it could be 5 to 10 years before Cuba is a realistic option for many U.S. companies.
For most American businesses, the idea of doing business in Cuba is something you might keep an eye on, not for your immediate inbox.
In the meantime, businesses and nonprofits with an eye on Cuba are laying the groundwork. Raul Moas is a Cuban-American and executive director of Roots of Hope. The group helps emerging entrepreneurs in Cuba. Moas says many Cubans, especially young ones, would welcome U.S. investment.
There's very much the idea and the desire to keep Cuba Cuban, but I think for the average Cuban, the chance to work at a foreign company represents access to a better life.
But it will take time for attitudes towards capitalism to change. One example of limits on private enterprise, right now a restaurant can have no more than 50 chairs. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.